Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Songs of Hope, a weekly reflection on the Psalms with Denise Seaman.
Hello again, and thank you for joining me as we read and explore the words of the Holy Bible, God's holy word of hope and comfort. Today's reading is Psalm 139, a Psalm of David, and it shows just how much our Lord knows us. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from afar. You search out my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all of my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. You hem me in, behind and before, and lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain it. Where shall I go from your spirit? Or where shall I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, and the light about me be night, even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is bright as the day, for darkness is as light with you. For you formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed substance. In your book were written, every one of them, the days that were formed for me, when as yet there was none of them. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God! How vast is the sum of them! If I would count them, they are more than the sand. I awake, and I am still with you. Oh, that you would slay the wicked, O God! O men of blood, depart from me! They speak against you with malicious intent. Your enemies take your name in vain. Do I not hate those who hate you, O Lord? And do I not loathe those who rise up against you? I hate them with complete hatred. I count them my enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any grievous way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Is it comforting or is it uncomfortable for you to think of someone knowing you really, really well? On the one hand, when someone does know you very well, it's usually easy to be around that person because you don't have to constantly explain why you say or do the things you say and do. You can just be yourself and know that the person gets you. On the other hand, if they do indeed know you very well, then that probably means they also know all about the times you've messed up and said and done things you shouldn't have, and that might make you squirm a bit. But either way, if this particular person counts you as a friend, then them knowing you well is even better, because you can be assured that they love you because of what they know of you and in spite of what they know of you. In the psalm today, David writes about our Lord knowing us that well, and even more so. Unlike our friends to whom we might confide our deepest feelings, God knows us and has always known us. He knows when we sit down, when we rise up. He knows our thoughts before we even think or speak them. He is omniscient, a word which means all-knowing. I don't know about you, but that kind of knowing me is a bit unsettling. It's unsettling because, when I'm honest with myself, I know that not all of my thoughts are charitable. I know that some of my actions are selfish. And I know that sin infects me daily, no matter how determined I am to live a God-pleasing life, and I feel ashamed. I could let that self-loathing take over, which of course would only lead to more sin, except that our Lord is gracious and loves us. His Holy Spirit is in every believing heart, and He strengthens us when we are weak. God is omnipresent, always with us and leading us. As verse 10 says, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. There is no place where one could ever be that God is not there. The psalmist says, not even in the depths of hell, or in the heavenly realm, or in the uttermost parts of the sea. In Jeremiah 23, verse 23, God says, Am I a God at hand, declares the Lord, and not a God far away? Can a man hide himself in secret places so that I cannot see him, declares the Lord? Do I not fill heaven and earth, declares the Lord? No, there is no darkness with the Lord. There are no secret places for us away from our God, who knows where we are and how we are. Our God is truly awesome, and is also powerful beyond all powers, omnipotent. He had the power to form our inward parts, knitted each one of us together in our mother's womb. We praise him because we are lovingly, fearfully, wonderfully made. God's power extends to his enemies as well. David sounds pretty angry toward the end of this psalm against those who despise and reject the one true God whom David loves. David's phrases are almost painful to read. Do I not hate those who hate you, O Lord? And do I not loathe those who rise up against you? I hate them with complete hatred. I count them my enemies. These are tough words, and words we usually teach our children not to use. But God knows how we feel when we are extremely upset and frightened, especially when we are threatened because of our faith and our love toward him. And we are right to go to God with those fears, anger, and indignation toward those who hurt us or who hurt the church. For God himself will deal with the wicked who hate him. God desires us to love our enemies and pray for them, that they may also know God as their Lord and Savior, and that he would hinder their evil deeds. It's a difficult task, I know, but only God can give us the strength and wisdom we need when we pray for him to deliver us from evil. He knows our imperfections, but he is also with us. He will search and know our heart, and he will lead us, you, me, and all believers, in the way everlasting. We pray. O Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all of the works thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the mighty thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art. Amen.
Thank you.
Songs of Hope with Denise Seaman will be back next week. Please write your comments, suggestions or requests to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned for more.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.